The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
The Blitz.
Mrs. Fuller's great on Madden. It's because he doesn't get hurt and he doesn't have to think on that.
Are you playing with injuries off?
Yeah, probably, right?
With Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
What's his hands rating is what I want to know. I would guess next to, like, speed, 94 or whatever. Route running, 90. Hands, N.A. He's N.A. What's that?
Means he doesn't have them.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The Charlie Polillo Show.
Bregman's an adjutant in terms of the other team. Love the way he plays. His brio is among the many core elements that make these Astros so great, along with the fact that as an offensive player this season, he's darn close to being as productive as Altuve, despite his batting average being 70 points lower, because Bregman's drawn all kinds of walks. His extra base power is really good. He has 10 home runs. Terrific play.
The Charlie Polillo Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on ESPN 97.5.
All right, we'll probably talk about what's going on with your Astros today. And there's a lot happening in football, too. So let's just do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At John Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. I almost just pulled a Hoffman and burped on air. You can also text the show.
So unprofessional.
Well, but that's, you know, that's your thing. I can't do it. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you wish to watch us, you can go to ESPN 975 and click on Watch Us on Live Stream.
Are we down to one camera?
I don't know what's going on here. I mean, it's not a bad shot of us, although I keep forgetting, like, when I have meetings and stuff all day and I'm not wearing a hat, I need to bring a hat with me to put on before I go on the camera.
Why?
Because I look ridiculous.
Then why would you show up at a meeting looking like that?
Well, because I look professional. I wear a baseball cap, but I don't really look professional. I do look ridiculous, but 4-4, bottom of the seventh, bases loaded, two outs, Marwinian at the plate.
All right.
In case you're curious about your Astros. And also, we do things a little bit differently on Wednesday when you call, text, tweet, send a raven, whatever you do, smoke signals, telegraph, put odds on it. Like beep, 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 beep. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show today. That's what that translates into.
I think I'm feeling strong. I'm like 82%.
Okay. I'm feeling pretty good. Been a long, busy day. This is the no fun time for me outside of the show.
Why?
Because
all this stuff on SportsMap.
Yeah, yeah. Remember how we were supposed to have a new system on September 4th?
Remember I told you that wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, not going to happen. Nope. I was supposed to be training tomorrow. Not going to happen.
I don't want to say I told you so, but...
Oh, I suspected, but now it's kind of like, really? Because I know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to back right up into us being in Vegas, and I'm going to be spending my whole time in Vegas working on this. There's a grounder, and that looks like an easy out. So, Astros out of the inning. 4-4, we head to the eighth.
All right.
This is a close game, so that means the Astros are going to lose.
Yeah.
I was listening to Polillo with his Astros record when tied after seven innings. Pretty pathetic. Tied after eight innings, pretty pathetic. Oakland really good in those two categories. I'm not liking their chances.
No.
So, yeah, I listened to quite a bit of Charlie today.
And what old Chuck have to say?
I was talking about the Astros. And because I went to the gym I usually go to.
Okay.
They had no water. I walk in and I'm like, nothing's
not
working.
Not ideal.
And so I'm going to go, you know what? Because I'm going to have to take a shower after this because I have two meetings. So I say, screw it. I walk outside, get drenched. And then, so there's my shower. But I went to the other one that's closer to the station and, you know, got the workout in, did everything fine. Walk out, got drenched again. This time wearing my clothes for my meeting. So
yeah.
I look like a drowned rat today.
That's all right.
713.
Worst things.
Yeah, well, you know, at least people understood.
I've been in kind of a fog all day because I accidentally ate too much pot last night.
Really?
Yeah. And so my buddy made these edibles, and he is like a trained chef.
Ooh.
So he knows how to do it upright.
Right, do the right mix and all that stuff.
And he warned me, he's like, I have no idea, you know, this isn't, I'm not a scientist. I don't know exactly how much is in each one. I don't know potency. And
he just knows it tastes good, right?
Yeah, it's watermelon flavored. It's delicious. And I ate two, and I probably should have just gone with one.
Yeah.
I knew that it was going to be good when it hit about 15 minutes. I mean, it way faster than normal.
Yeah. Edibles. Yeah. That usually 25 to 30 for me is what it takes.
And I was there, and my wife and I, we were watching Deadpool 2. And I knew that I was too stoned when I looked at her and said, I can't keep up with this movie. It's too complicated. I have no idea what's going on. And she was like, it's a superhero movie. What do you mean you can't follow this? I don't get what's happening here. If you've seen Deadpool 2, it's not a really complicated plot. Really not. But in my state last night, it was too complicated. I was sitting in my recliner with my feet up.
Yeah.
And I had that moment of panic where I looked down at my feet and I was like, I'm not going to be able to push down on this footrest and I'm going to be stuck here. And I was like, I'm not strong enough to do it.
Mm.
Yeah, it was one of those nights.
Nice.
Yeah, so I went to bed early, which means I didn't watch Hard Knocks, which,
okay,
you know, I wait all week long for Hard Knocks, and then I didn't watch it last night. And yeah, I ended up going to bed pretty early, earlier than normal.
I sleep really well when I eat edibles.
Oh,
I finally do fall asleep, because I'll be asleep, but I'm aware of everything. But yeah, then once I finally go out, that's it. I'm good.
I went to bed at, like, normally I go to bed at 1,
yeah,
1:30. Last night I went to bed at 10:30, and I woke up at 9.
Wow.
So
good for you. You got some sleep.
Yeah. And I still feel funny today. What are you going to do?
Well, usually, though, see, that's odd. Usually the next day, it's like you didn't really do anything with weed.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. But did you throw any alcohol on top of it?
Yes. And Tyler and I and Jong, we were discussing the downfalls of that move. And I always do it. I don't know why, but I always do it. I always say, I'll just have a beer. And it always... it's too much, you know. It's not a good thing to mix.
Yeah, I didn't tell the story, but in Thailand, one of my buddies that we went on, one of Teresa's friend's boyfriend brought edibles to Thailand, and he gave us one, and it was like just a piece of chocolate, and we took it, went out, had dinner, and we ordered this gigantic thing of beer, and me and him probably down about. 4 or 5 glasses of beer, and around that time, that fourth beer, it starts to hit me, and then I go, uh-oh. I'm like, the room starts spinning.
Yeah.
And then...
like, if you smoke the weed, you don't have to worry about drinking with it. It's okay.
But most of the time. Now, like, if I've been drinking a lot and then I smoke, I know I'm not moving anywhere, right? I'm going to be on the couch, and that's it. And that's fine, but I can't do that in public, because if I do that in public, you're going to have to carry me home.
Yeah, and then it starts spinning, and then I'm like, oh, I'm just going to put my head down. So I put my head down. It seemed like it was like an hour, and then the next day they're like, no, you had your head down for about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, time has no meaning to me when I'm stoned.
And then about 15 minutes in, I go, get me a bag. And they scramble to go get me tiny little bags. And they get back, they hand me the first bag, and I puke to the top of it, and I hand it to my friend here, and he's like, what are you doing? I don't want this. And I just kind of like give it to him, and he's holding it. And the second bag, I threw up in that too, And then I gave it to him, and he's like,
"So you buried the lead. This is the best story. This is even better than the canary."
And then he's like holding both bags of puke, and in Asia, it's very hard to find a trash can. So he's like running around in this market trying to find a trash can to throw my puke away. And then after that, though, after I threw up, it was amazing.
Yeah?
You felt good.
Yeah. And everything was funny to me. And they were walking around. They said they need... Teresa's friend said that she needed to buy like bombs. And I thought it was B-O-M-B-S bombs.
Yeah.
But it was like hand bomb. And I started laughing. I was like, oh, I thought you meant B-O-M. I thought you meant... And we just started laughing. And they wanted to stay out. Me and Teresa both had edibles, so we were kind of like, we need to go back and sleep because I'm really tired. And
yeah, it makes you really tired all of a sudden.
Two high MFers had to try to find their walk our way back to our hotel room, which was about a 15, 20-minute walk.
So my wife is always bitching at me about I stay up too late, and then because she's the one who gets up with the kids in the morning, and it's like you have me stay up all night, and then you know I've got to get up early, and you sleep in. So last night... super baked. I'm like, are you ready for bed? I'm so ready for bed. And she's like, it's 9:30. What's wrong with you? No, I'm not ready for bed.
Damn, so, I wish you could have brought some of those. It'd be a fun show.
Man.
I've never actually done a show high. I'd like to do that at some point. I always wanted us to do a road show to Colorado and then do one high. Because we can't really do it in Vegas because we're interviewing people and stuff.
Right.
And I mean,
we're being paid to be there.
Yeah,
like,
so you kind of got
a client.
But it'd be really cool if like a dispensary in Colorado just paid for us to be out there and get high during the show, and see where it took us. That'd be kind of cool. But oh well, that's. I will get high in Vegas. It just won't be during the show.
Yeah,
it'll be after the show most likely, since it's legal there.
Right,
but. God, I feel like,
and we would never do anything illegal in.
Right, in Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yeah, that never happens. I feel like a total wimp now because I haven't even had anything to drink since Friday because I way overdid it Friday and I'm banning myself from any public consumption for, you know, at least a year.
Yeah.
But, man, I haven't had anything to drink since then. This is like was that 4 days in a row?
Oh, wow. What's happening?
I'm on day
What's
five.
Going on with your body?
Nothing. I'm actually...
You're not hurting?
No. For some reason, I get up early. I feel good. I go to the gym. I feel good. Mm. I wonder what's up with that. But, oh well. We'll probably have some drinks Friday because we're going to be out at Carbach. Tomorrow, we're going to be at the Hyatt. Guess who our guest is? An old friend.
Owen Daniels. Old school.
Yeah. All right. Astros are tied going to the bottom of the eighth now. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Bill Advisor. And listen, if we've been telling you for a while about Bill Advisor, how they can help you out on your bills, how about your homeowner's insurance? If you own your home, listen up. Our friends at Bill Advisor are about to help you out. They're going to hook you up big time. Shopping for a better deal on your policy has always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a good quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's new system is even faster, and you're probably going to save a ton. They will deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone now. Text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You send that back, you get a full quote with excellent coverage in 15 seconds or less. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. The average homeowner saving over $790 a year. It's real coverage with real savings, real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes anymore, guys. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. This is the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. George Springer just hits into a double play, so two outs in the eighth now. 713-780-ESPN is your number here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. A couple things. Lamont says...
Aren't you an owner of a weed store? No, I own a bunch of stock in a big weed company in Canada, and I anticipate being more involved in that in the coming months, which I can't really get into, but I'll have an opportunity to be much more involved, which I'm pretty excited about. Joshua says, the sales rep treating me to today's day game just got escorted out. Should I walk to a bar in the area or call someone from Baytown to get me or just take an Uber to the east side?
No.
Well, I'd stay for the end of the game and then just go to a bar and drink yourself into oblivion.
It's a tie game. You don't want to leave now.
Yeah. Just because he got kicked out. Looks like a double here for Bregman, who continues to just pound the ball.
He is hitting.
Almost got to third on that because it almost good back up there by the first baseman. And also, Joseph asks, no disrespect to Rodgers. He deserved the contract, but if there's one player that deserves a contract like that, it's Brady. I know he's taking discounts and team-friendly deals, but isn't he like the 10th highest-paid quarterback? I just think that's wrong. Thoughts? In all honesty, it doesn't matter to me what these guys – there's always going to be highest-paid guy. You know, should Rodgers be up there? Yes. Should Brady? Yeah, but for him, money's not that important.
Right.
So I don't really care about who the highest paid guy is because it's always going to be who's next. Remember, Andrew Luck was the highest paid for a while. Then it was Matt Stafford. Well, no one would ever argue that those two guys are better than Rodgers and Brady.
No.
So it's just a matter of who comes up when. And in this case, it was Brady's turn. I mean, Rodgers' turn. He got a big deal. Good for him. And the most interesting thing to me today, yeah, I love what the Saints have been doing over the last couple of years. I love the fact that they traded for Teddy Bridgewater.
I think it's a smart move. I mean, I thought whoever got Teddy Bridgewater was going to be in good shape. But the real sort of issue with it is Teddy Bridgewater's in his expiring contract year. So the Saints are giving up. I mean, they're giving up a third-round pick.
It's that's a significant pick, though.
It is. It's an important pick, yeah. which makes me think that they'd like to retain him beyond just this year, because it's not like Drew Brees has been pretty durable. I mean, if you're going to say anything about the guy,
he hasn't missed a snap almost since he got when he was injured with the Chargers.
So I don't think they were giving up a third round pick to feel better about their backup quarterback spot. I feel like they want to negotiate with him and keep him around long term and maybe make him the quarterback of the future there.
Right. And he's only 25 years old. And I think that's the plan is. Yeah, they've come under some criticism for what's your backup plan for when Brees is finally too old. And this might be it for them. They may have found the guy that can step in when Brees is done. And obviously you're going to have to sign him at some point. But to get him into your system, see what he can do. If it turns out that he's, you know, well, okay, this doesn't work. You know, nice backup, but he's not going to be the future. But if you get him in there and you know, Sean Payton likes what he sees and says, hey, I think this guy can be it when Brees is gone, whether right. It's next year or the year after. You sign him to a nice deal, and you let him sit there until Brees can't play anymore.
Yeah.
I like it. I just think it's a good move. And I like Bridgewater, and the whole thing with him, for me, it's health.
Yeah, that's a scary injury.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a career-altering injury.
And yeah, well, it already has been.
Right, so we don't know if he's ever going to come back and be the same guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What are the odds Bregman finishes the season with a 300 average? He's closing in, and he's been hot. I mean, I still think it's uphill. I'll give him a 40% chance. Jose Altuve has struck out four times in a game for the first time in his career, according to Brian McTaggart.
Yeah, he's at 290 now.
I don't think he's going to stay this hot, but
it'd be hard to make it to 300.
Wouldn't shock me, though. I mean, the guy's just killing the ball.
Yeah, he's...
Ever since Altuve's come back, where they've had to pitch to him?
Last 2 weeks, hitting .408.
Okay, that's not going to continue.
Three homers, 13 batted in, and a couple stolen
bases. You think
he's
going to get to 30 and 100? Because to me, those are those milestones that I look at and say, okay, this guy can play.
How many games are left?
I think they have 30 left, somewhere in there.
So it's an RBI every other game.
Seems doable.
And a homer every five games.
Seems doable.
I kind of feel that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 and 100 is quite possible. If he hits 300 with 30 and 100, that's a massive year.
Yes, may I ask, odds he wins the MVP? I think it's zero.
Zero.
J.D. Martinez is...
I mean, Mike Trout, J.D. Yeah. Martinez, Mookie Betts. I mean, look at their numbers. And Bregman's having a good year, but
yeah,
he's
he is.
Not,
but MVP, let's...
He ain't on that level.
No, no. And I bet he gets some votes, but...
I don't think he'll get votes.
Well, they list like 10 guys.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So he'll get some votes.
He won't get any first place votes.
But let's not... Yeah, he's not really in that conversation. But... 713-780-ESPN is your number, especially if they only wind up as a wild card.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, I would guess right now you're looking at Trout, Betts, J.D. Martinez, Jose Ramirez having a really big year.
Yeah, that's a guy that gets forgotten, but and his numbers are right there with Bregman's too.
Yeah.
So
well, they're better than Bregman's.
Better, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a very good year for him, but not an MVP type.
No, I just don't think he belongs in that conversation. Which, not to say he's not playing great,
no.
But I mean Martinez is hitting .338.
That's great. He's got J.D. Martinez has 110 runs batted in,
38 home runs.
Yeah,
and the only argument there is that maybe they split the vote with him and Betts, but man.
Well, I mean. Mike Trout has 31 homers, and he's batting .311, and he's got 21 stolen bases on top of that. Jose Ramirez batting .292. He's got 37 homer, 94 RBIs.
Yeah, if I had a vote today, it's J.D. Martinez.
I've been saying I like J.D. Martinez too, but they dock him so much because he mostly plays designated hitter. So his numbers have to be above and beyond.
Well, right now they're above and beyond in my mind, but
well, I mean he's 2 points in average ahead of Mookie Betts.
Yeah, the DH thing doesn't bother me at all because you're having an impact on the game hitting, and so you go out there and play nine innings in right field and maybe field two balls.
Right.
Well, what does that tell you about whether or not you're an MVP?
Well, this is the questions about how rare and J.D. Martinez at this point is, he is leading the league, the AL, in batting average. He's leading the AL in RBIs. He's one behind Chris Davis in home runs.
Yeah.
If he wins a triple crown, do you have to give him the MVP?
I'm giving him the MVP right now. So the triple crown doesn't really matter to me.
So, triple crown, that's a pretty rare accomplishment. If he wins the triple crown and they're like, yeah, but this guy's better, I'd be like, man, I don't know what the guy's got to do. But especially because there was so much talk about him maybe struggling this first year because it was his first year going to like a high-pressure market, spent his career in Houston, Detroit, and Arizona.
I think he's done okay.
He's done pretty well first year.
We're going to have extra bases here for the A's.
Oh, boy.
This is looking a lot like last night's game.
Oh, boy.
So, runner on second, one out.
Is Osuna pitching, too?
Yeah, wife beaters pitching. Yeah. Mm. So, the only way that I would give it to somebody other than is like if somebody who's an A++ defender was having a really big year, like Lindor or somebody like that.
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of
That's
sort of the argument for Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
Is that he's such a good defensive outfielder that it makes it tough to overlook him.
He's only got 65 RBIs though. Well,
he's a leadoff man.
Yeah, but I'm taking.
Look how many runs he scored, look how many bases he's stolen. Like
I'm taking JD.
I tend to say that that's the way I would lean, but I just have no idea. No idea what they're going to do with that thing.
A couple things from the text line. Do you suggest a good vodka for a reasonable price? I'm all about that Space City. If you can find that, that's a really good, smooth vodka. It doesn't cost much.
You know, it's possible that Jose Ramirez, how rare would this be? Jose Ramirez could potentially lead the AL in home runs and stolen bases.
Probably got to go back to Canseco for something like that, huh? Although we
was
playing,
wasn't leading the league.
No, because Henderson,
Ricky, he was on the same team as Ricky Henderson.
There were still a lot more bases back then.
Yeah, I mean now it's a it's not easy to do. I don't know that it's ever been done.
What are the odds that Fowler and Hoffman have a volatile Mike and Mike style falling out with one another like a bitter divorce fueled by jealousy and rage by the year 2020? Pretty sure that's not going to happen. Listen, I'm on record as saying I'm gone in 2020 and has nothing to do with AJ. So I tend to get along pretty well here.
I don't know that we've had any like real blowout fights and we've worked together for.
I'm not even sure you've actually even pissed me off about anything on air. And I think I pissed off John more times than I pissed off you.
This is an easygoing work environment.
For the most part, yeah.
I don't know how else to put it. But, Fred's got some stressful stuff, and John's got some stressful stuff he's got to deal with.
But I don't bring it to the show. I make fun of it on the show. Yeah. But I don't come in here and say, I got to fire this son of a...
We're doing fine.
It's just...
We get along fine around here.
Nobody takes anything seriously on this show.
Yeah.
And nobody takes anything personally. And as long as you do that...
We're not a bunch of crybabies here,
no,
all right?
No. What do you got?
I got to tell you about Dirt Free. Floors and upholsteries, they've taken a beating over the summer. The kids were out of school, and they were just wrecking your house. Take advantage of Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning's back-to-school special. How about 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100 plus a free speed dry? Nowadays, people like to have the lighter-colored fabrics and carpets, but you got to keep them clean or they look beat up. Get Dirt Free Carpet's back-to-school special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for $100. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free Carpet. No soaps, no unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They're using the best technology in the game. They've been doing it for over 30 years to clean your upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on our show. You'll get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. You know that stare-down challenge the Astros are doing in the dugout?
Yeah.
Could we ask Carlos Correa not to do it at home plate?
What do you mean?
I'm just talking about last night's game.
Oh.
And he just stared down the two balls right down the middle.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I have no problem if you guys want to do that. Just let's limit it to after a home run or something and not while you're standing at home plate. So, you're all right? What the...
Chair was blocking my view.
Ah, okay. The ugly blue chair that we
that everyone seems to
You know what? We need a chair hitman. We need that cop who shot the chair yesterday to come and do this chair. I'll pay for that. Somebody will just kill this thing. I think my favorite story of the day. So NFL players are in the news all the time for breaking the law, right? There's Dewey's, there's domestic violence, there's getting caught with guns and weed. I think Michael Kendricks is my new favorite criminal.
Why?
Insider trading.
It's weird. You know, we've been watching Hard Knocks, and there's that guy who seems to have, like the best savings plan ever. Have you been hearing that?
No.
I can't remember that guy's name. You know who I'm talking about, John? Carl. Is it Carl Nassib?
Think it's Carl Nassib.
He's the one who's, bragging about his return on his savings account. But I figured maybe it would be him. But yeah, that's an odd thing to get in trouble. What's Roger Goodell say about that?
Well, he hasn't said anything yet, but he's going to plead guilty and then rat out whoever it was he was participating with.
Right.
So he's basically pulling a Wall Street.
It's kind of,
yeah, this is Charlie Sheen. He's Charlie Sheen in Wall Street. And he's rolling on Michael Douglas.
That's an interesting move.
I got to tell you, that has to warrant a suspension, right? This is a felony.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I think that should be 6 games.
I don't know about how many, well, I don't know.
And he basically stole over $1 million.
My guess is he's going to plea bargain into something that's a lesser charge. Like, I doubt he's going to plea guilty for.
Oh, yeah, he'll get, you know, they'll give him, for one thing, he's a rich.
Right. Probably not going to prison.
There is a fly ball to left.
Is that Tyler White?
And that is going to be into the seats for a home run. Astros take
that'll do
the 5-4 lead. Well,
they win.
Oh, that was, yeah, it was the ninth.
They're
okay.
At home.
For some reason, I thought that was the eighth. Okay. So a walk-off for Tyler White. I missed a half inning there. You know, he's played pretty well for them.
Yeah, he's been really solid lately.
Yeah, so 2.5 games now. That's a,
man, that's massive.
That's an important
to win
win.
That series.
Yeah, it's an important. It was important to get 2 out of 3. That puts a little, takes a little pressure off, and they've got a lot of they got a lot of winnable games coming up. So
makes last night a little less disappointing.
Well, I was saying on after game one, it's like you get game one, it's important because now if you can just split the rest of the way. You know, you had the opportunity to sweep, but if you just split, you're out with a 2.5-game lead, and good for them.
Yep.
I think Tyler White might be earning some more playing time.
I think so.
This guy's, he's hitting over 300. At least he was going into today. I haven't checked to see if it went down, but, you know, a couple of home runs here and there. Pretty useful guy to have on
not
the team.
Not a bad guy to have around.
You know what it's nice to see? Because they keep bringing these guys up, and all these guys who are supposed to be their top prospects, and obviously Kyle Tucker did not do well when he came up, and Fisher hasn't done anything, and J.D. Davis. Finally, they get a guy that was one of their better prospects who's performing at the big league level besides Bregman.
And who would have thought it'd be him?
Yeah, I know they've been high on him for a long time, but he's, you know, plus he doesn't look like a baseball player. He looks like your uncle.
How many guys on this Astros team can you say that about, though?
Correa looks like a baseball player.
Yeah. But, like, Gattis doesn't look like a baseball player.
No, Gattis does not.
Brett Springer.
Yeah, he kind of does. Josh Reddick doesn't look like a baseball player. Tony Kemp doesn't look like a baseball player for sure.
Yeah, and Jose is a little person.
But I do think it's funny that, you know, the guys that they were so protective of, the Derek Fishers and the J.D. Davises, those are the guys that can't play a lick.
Yeah. And doesn't mean they're not going to develop into players.
Yeah, maybe they
but
will.
As of now, it doesn't look good. But that's it's a nice win for the Astros.
Yep. Yeah, Tyler White came into the game batting 304 and went 2-for-4 today. So safely above 300.
There you go.
So he's now hitting 311.
It's an unstoppable force.
Yeah. So 311 and has driven in, well, the box score hasn't updated him yet, just that he's hitting 311. So, doesn't have his home run on there. Come on, ESPN.
Oh, it'll show up. Don't you worry.
No, I'm kind of, I want it now. I want it to be able to, because I don't remember exactly what he came in with home run and RBI wise.
And since the, I mean, he's not an everyday player, but since the All-Star break, he's been hitting 337 with 7 homers and 21 RBIs. So, overall, if you don't count the number of games, he's been the hottest Astro. But
hotter than Marwin has been?
Yeah, but Marwin's been playing more every day. Yeah. So that's why I said yesterday that Marwin was the hottest Astro. But Tyler White is batting 337 since July 29th when he got, I guess, started playing again.
I think I'd be giving Evan Gattis a few more days off and letting him slide in there and play DH when you've got Yuli at first.
I mean, Evan Gattis, 208 since the All-Star break.
Mm.
Is that as good as Tyler White or not as good? I'm not good at math.
Close.
Okay, as long as it's close.
Damien says, speaking of Mike and Mike, we were talking about that earlier. Greeny's new show not doing so well. They're cutting the show an hour, and Beetle is leaving. Only a matter of time. I think we said when they announced that show that it wouldn't shock me if it's not around for very long.
Yeah.
Like I think they made a big mistake breaking up Mike and Mike.
I agree. And we had Greeny on the show, and he was talking about it and how excited he was. But the more he talked about the show, it's like, okay, this
And I get that I'm not the audience for a lot of these things, but it just, to me, it didn't sound like anything I would want to watch, and it didn't sound like something that would be successful. And frankly, I just don't think that they're putting together good shows outside of right now, outside of the sporting events they have. You know, Baseball Tonight has its audience, and you know, they've got shows here and there that have their audience, but man, things like this just don't seem to be working. And it didn't sound good to begin with. I didn't think Beetle would be a good fit with Greeny. And yeah, you know, I haven't watched enough of it to judge it, but everything I've read about it is it hasn't worked. And I still think sometimes we want to do different things because we all think, hey, you know what? Well, I don't think I could go do TV because I've seen my face. But a lot of people think, oh, I want to go do TV. And, you know, Greeny's an attractive man. And so he wants to go do TV. But sometimes, you know what? You're making a damn good living doing something you're really good at. And right. I get that, especially in our business, that there'll be a point where you don't want to hear your own voice anymore and you want to do something different, and that's okay. But I would not be shocked if maybe sometime next year they put those two guys back together and make a big triumphant return. But I also think ESPN has totally tried to devalue radio over the last couple of years.
They really have. Which is funny because that's been one of the things that they were, I mean, that Mike and Mike show in particular was one of the things they had some real success with.
Yeah. So did the network break it up? I heard Mike and Mike just couldn't stand each other towards the end.
Dude, listen, there's a lot of shows where, like, even if Fred and I didn't like each other, you start paying me $5, $10 million a year,
we're going to get along fine.
Yeah. I'll power through. Like,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, at this point, if Greenberg and Golic aren't on the radio, like, what's their marketability? Like, what other job can they do that's going to pay that well? There isn't one.
Well,
like,
I think the original thing that kind of soured the relationship was initially they were going to move Mike and Mike to New York, which Mike Greenberg is now in New York to do his show. And Mike Golic was pretty mad that they were going to move it to New York because I guess he kind of settled down in Bristol. And since Mike Golic didn't want to do that, they just kind of kept it in Bristol for a little bit. And then they made this announcement, I think maybe a year after that. And that's when this whole thing happened. So,
Well, all right. Well, again, $5, $10 million. I'll live where you want me to live. I'll work with who you want me to work with.
Because I'm with you.
I'll tough it out.
I'll just say this. No matter how famous you are at ESPN, there's very few people that have gone on to other places and had that kind of success. So if it doesn't work out and you're out there,
yeah,
you can go to Fox Sports One. Bayless is probably the only one in Colin but they're doing the same thing. So that's not really a change. But there's not a lot of other guys. Dan Patrick.
Colin Cowherd doesn't do the radio anymore, does he?
I think he does.
Yeah, I think he does.
Okay.
But nobody listens.
You couldn't tell me. I couldn't find it if you had a gun to my head. I wouldn't know where to look. I mean, so it's, you're right. I mean, Dan Patrick's had some moderate
but
success.
But nothing like what he was at ESPN.
Not even close.
And I think that's the thing. You get into this, you know, who created whom thing. And, you know, I think those two guys fell into a perfect situation and did it for a long time. And I don't know what else Golic would do if he weren't doing that show.
Nothing.
You're going to put him on in studio for your NFL shows?
Yeah, you're going to put him on sausage commercials for his whole, I mean, is that all he's going to do for his whole life?
Pot roast!
Yeah. Come on. All right, let's talk about Ryan, who back in May was a stay-at-home dad. Frustrated with that, he decided to make something happen. This August, less than 3 months later, Ryan started his IT career, doing something that he loves. He's driving a company car. If you don't love what you do, you can change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem helping people start an IT career. That's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. It'll be everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. The animals, do you hold their lives from a string? Do you ponder the manner of things in the dark? The
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap.com. A lot of great stuff today, man. It's football season. We're rocking and rolling every day. Dell has his college football preview, which has a lot of fun stuff on it nationally. Our buddy Roger has his second Cowboys report. It's very good. So for our Cowboys fans, we got you covered. Got Rachel's University of Houston preview. She'll be doing a weekly thing on Houston and other non-Power 5 Texas schools. Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters. Had a little bit of a dip last week, but he's still way, way up. So check that out. We'll have a weekly ranking of all the Texas FBS schools. So all 12 of them. Okay. Find out where you rank. All that's on sportsmap.com. You can check us out on Twitter at sportsmaphou. Just follow that because then every time there's a story, it'll pop up on your feed. So would you like to hear the rankings that young Tyler has for your 12 Division I teams as we go into the season?
Is ranking the Texas teams?
Yeah, just the teams in Texas.
Okay.
I'll say at the bottom three you could put in any order. UTEP, Texas State, Rice.
Okay. Though none of those are surprising. I'm going to start with... Hold on. You said there's 12, right?
Yeah. Yeah. UTEP, so I just gave you the bottom three.
Okay. Can I count down from the top?
Yeah, that's easier.
He's probably got TCU 1.
TCU is number 1.
Texas 2.
Texas is 2. He's got a little bit of a snake at 3.
Oh, he throws a curveball.
Aggie is 4, but you have a curveball at 3.
Aggie was going to be my guess.
I know, but I'm giving you an opportunity to guess this one.
Yeah. He can't put Coug.
Coug is not 3.
Aggie. Does he go with the old mean green?
He does.
Okay. So here's... If North Texas played A&M neutral field...
Yeah, A&M murders them.
I mean, come on.
But...
That's a cute story, but...
But if they wind up 12-0 and Aggie is 7-5 for the purposes of these rankings, North Texas would be ahead of them.
So that brings me to the next question. Who would win head-to-head between UH and Texas Tech?
We'll find out.
We'll know.
Yeah.
So where's that going to be? There, right? They've done
it's
one
at Tech.
Here.
Yeah, it'll be at Lubbock. Hmm. So, because he has Coug 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tech 7.
Ooh, who's SMU 6?
Yeah, I'd put Tech over SMU.
I would too.
I think there's going to be a little bit of a drop off there. And then 8 and 9, UTSA at 8, Baylor 9. Yeah. Man, I've been reading a bunch of national stuff that think Baylor is going to be the team that makes the biggest jump this year and going to be much improved.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll be better than they were last year. They can't be any worse. I mean, you lost to Liberty. Okay, there's no way they can be worse than they were last year.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. John S., how much would they have to pay you guys to work with Rich Lord? I'm fortunate enough that if I don't really want to work anymore, I don't have to. So there's not any number.
7 digits.
There's not any number for me. There's no way I'd work with that guy.
Yeah. I mean, if my salary's $1 million, I'll power through working with anybody.
You know what? If you give me 1 year, $10 million, I would do it.
1 year, $10 mil?
Yeah, because I would quit after that year and never be heard from again and never want to go be anywhere near a radio again. So
it's a strong offer you'd have to get there.
Well, he's asking for an honest opinion. I mean, I might do it for 5.
Okay.
Maybe. But it'd have to be like a 1 year, enough money to never have to do anything again deal. Because I don't really need, you know, I'm almost in a spot where I don't need to worry about that. So it comes down to who do I want to work with.
Right.
And it's my deal here. If you ever leave, if it's somebody I don't like, I can quit.
That's smart of you.
I know. I'll tell you what else is smart. Donating your vehicle to Texans Can Academies. And school's back in session. Texans Can Academies is back in session. And guess what? They need your help.
because what they do is they take in kids that are getting a second chance, that have had to drop out of other schools for a lot of reasons. A lot of good kids that would never get that opportunity if not for Texans Can Academies. And sometimes they need bus passes to get to campus. Sometimes they have to work around their work schedule. These are all things that they do at Texans Can Academies. And you can help them by donating a vehicle you're not using anymore. It can be a car, it can be a motorcycle, it can be a truck, it can be a tractor, RV, four-wheeler, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's running. And you've had it, maybe you had it sitting out there in the garage, you were going to fix it up, maybe you got some flood damage, and maybe you're just like, I don't know what to do with this. Well, donate it, because they're going to come tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible, and the best part is $50 gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And the great thing is, man, you're getting rid of something you're not using anymore. You're doing a great thing. You're getting a tax break, so you're benefiting from it, and you're going to feel better. And so many Blitzers have stepped up. You can be the next one to do it. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
Writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.